Six, five, four, three, two, one, zero.
You're standing on the cord. See how your kitty foot is on this black wire? Yeah, this one. Oh, this is about to start weird. Okay, the current time is... Move your kitty ass! The current time is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of... The Dubious Goals, the Dubious Goals Committee. That's right. Welcome to the Dubious Goals What are you doing? Okay, the cat arrived. Hi, Pippa. Everybody say hi to Pippa. Hi, kitties. The cat is standing on the cord. You realize we can't do anything until you move, right? Okay, so I think we're just going to be frozen in this position for a few minutes, which is fine because I need to drink this tea. Do you want some kitty water? Do you want a hot hat? Oh, yeah. Put your head under the teacup. It's a hot hat for cats. It's Hot Hat for Cats Day, and that's probably appropriate. Because, ooh, good tea. It's windy outside today. It is so windy. It's not the warmest. It's like 40 degrees American, which is what? The cat moved. Like 5 degrees? I don't know. Okay, so let's get up. We're going to get up, stand up for our cat rights, and we're going to walk into the kitty bathroom. Do you want some fresh kitty water? Come on, let's get it. So we grab the old kitty water and pour it out. We put the bowl back down. She thinks that's awesome, and she starts licking the bottom of the bowl. There's no water in there. Yeah, see? Now we pour the water into the bowl. And we will now have a few seconds of my cat drinking water. And that's Pippa drinking water, along with me tapping the microphone up against the bowl accidentally. And so that explains the little ding that you may have heard. I do like a little ding from time to time, but that's not what we're doing today. Tobe, what are we doing today? I don't know. But I need a change of pace. I need a weird little change of pace, so we're going up into the kitchen. Not that that's very unusual, because we do a lot of stuff in the kitchen now, don't we? Yes, that's where we make the tea. See, if you look out the window, it's a nice, bright, sunny day, and then you notice the wind. 28 miles per hour, they said on the news. Wind gusts up to 48 miles per hour, they said. If those measurements make no sense to you, please do the metric conversions in your head. And what am I doing? Wait, where's the brick? Oh, it's over here. The brick of stuff. Ha ha ha. I got a brick of stuff. It's not fireworks. And now I'm kind of wondering if this is going to work out for me. All right, if the committee will remember, I did go to a craft store during all that cat food juggling business. We're going to need this thing because I got to put this in here. And where's the lid? There's the lid. Okay, beautiful, beautiful. Is it too long? It's not the right size. That's okay, because we're gonna take some of this stuff off anyway. And we need the scissors, and we need the stuff. What are we doing today? I went to the craft store, and I was gonna buy some Sculpey or some Fimo, some oven bake type of oil clay, or where you know what I'm talking, polymer clay. You know what I'm talking about. But while I was there, I was going to get Fimo or Scopey, and then I thought, well, I could use some DAS. And what is DAS? DAS is an air-dried paper clay. And while I was looking at all this stuff in the store, I found some stuff that Scopey makes. Scopey, the Scopey company, makes an air-dry clay that you don't have to bake. It says premium air-dry clay. No baking, dries hard. Sans cuisson. Durci au séchage. Those are French words I don't know. And then in Spanish it says no hace falta hornear. Se seca ferme. Means don't hace falta hornear. That's oven. Se seca ferme. Dries firm. So I got this package, and there's a brick of clay in it, and I cut the package open, and I'm thinking, oh, it'll just slide right out. No, of course it doesn't slide right out, you idiot. Why am I dumb? How do I do this? How does it work? Is this science or not? I don't think this is as science as they think it is. All right, so, I have to kind of tear the package down a little bit. All right. Uh-oh, the cat's up here. Uh-oh, she's distracted by something else. Okay, good. So what we're going to do is we're going to... that stuff is pretty good. What is it? It's not... Is it paper clay? Taste it, Tobe. That's the only way to know for sure. Madness. That way lies madness. So I'm taking some little chunks of this clay out of the package. And, yeah, okay, I got clay. And now my nose is starting to go. And even though my sinus thing and my head cold is getting much better and I feel super great today, you are still going to have to listen to lots of disgusting, sniffling, nasal sinus sounds. Okay. This will be probably plenty for our need right now. So I will try to fold up the package in an airtight manner. And then I'll put it in this container, this plastic container with a gasketed latch down lid. Reminds me of like a bale top bottle, except it's like Tupperware. All right. We're locked, we're loaded, we're good to go. All right, what are we doing first? The first thing we're gonna do is take this little blorp of clay, because I think it's just about the right exact size, and I'm gonna roll it around in my hands, making a ball, or a roughly spherical shape, a spheroid, if you will. And then I'm gonna do what? See if we got seams. I don't want seams. So I'm kind of smoothing it out with my fingers here to make a nice regular surface along this ball. Yep, that'll do it. And then what we do is we sort of start rolling it flat. Should I roll it on the counter? Whereas this seems like a great idea. This part of the counter right here is where I tend to spill the most tea. This is, we're in the tea making zone. And so I need to just wipe this down really good. Otherwise this perfectly white clay is probably gonna pick up some, I don't know, sugar, little flakes of tea leaf. And, I don't know, the color of oolong. All right, so I've got this small thing, this blob of clay. And now I'm going to kind of roll it. I'm rolling it on the counter on a flat surface to create a more oblate shape. Should I be using a tool? Should I be using something where I can... Ooh. The cat has just discovered that the heat is on. Yes, regular listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee will remember that I turned my heat on for the season, finally, a couple days ago. And now the cat is sitting above one of the heat registers, staring down into it. So warm air is blowing into her face. All right, I'm going to use this conveniently placed bottle of alcohol because it has a flat side on it, and I'm going to use it to flatten out this ball into a more sausage-like shape. So I'm making a little sausage. And if you're wondering what kind of little sausage I am making, well, I have to say it's very Vienna sausage-esque. It is a small sausage. Sausages, sausages. It's about, well, I'm trying to, this is too much clay. I'm going to have to remove some clay because I used too much, and I'll blorp it up against the other blob. Now I got to fix the end where I pinched the clay off. And so, yeah, basically what I am trying to do is create a small sausage about the size of the Vienna sausages that we have here in the United States of America. I'm starting over. I got to re-round it, and now I'm flattening it out again. This would be also a small hot dog, or if you're familiar with Lil Smokies, my friend Brian loves Lil Smokies. They are small sausages that are about a centimeter and a half in diameter and about 3, maybe 4 centimeters long. And so that's what I am making out of clay, or whatever this stuff is. Sure as hell isn't clay. Clay comes out of the ground. This came out of a factory. All right, this sausage is starting to look sausagey. It's sausages. Send up a sausage flare. And we got a little crease here. Is this water soluble? Can I just do this? Does this work? Is this a thing? It kind of works. Okay, that's cool. That's cool. All right, where did I put that bottle? I need to get a good surface. So we're going to go bloop, 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 bloop. And, this is a little more difficult than I thought. And this one, this is still a little bit too big. I'm going to take a little bit of this clay off. All right. Now, this is probably dawning on some people. Some of the sharpest, most eidetic members of the Dubious Skulls Committee will realize what I'm doing. I am making these tiny sausages, these tiny fake sausages, so that I can use my Japanese sausage cutting set to create creative shapes in sausage, because frankly, you're never going to get me to eat a Vienna sausage. I'm not going to buy any. And so since I had to get this clay for a different project, I thought, you know, we might as well, you know, make some sausages. All right, I've got this sausage that I think is going to fly. And so, now to the sausage cutting set. And here it is. Knocking crap over. Okay. Now, this is going to be delicate, because I want to be very careful in the way that I open the package. Because I have not opened the sausage cutting set from Daiso. This is the most Japanese product I have ever owned, and I've got some hardcore stuff. You know, when you own multiple Hello Kitty chewing gum savers, you know you're hardcore. That's how you know. Oh, here it is. I'm looking for this knife. All right. So what we're going to do, maybe I should go from the bottom. Oh, Tobe, you're brilliant. Knife, open. All right, and we're just going to go, boink, slicey, slicey, slicey. Very delicate surgical slicing. Oh, goddamn, I'm good. Knife closed. All right. Oops, one fell out. And we pull out the little plastic tray. Genius. Okay. What I want are these two. All right, I got the two little things that make the cutest animals. We got the penguin thingy, we got the pig thingy, and then we have the thing that does the faces for the octopuses, if you're gonna make octopi. If you're gonna make sausage octopi, first you use that other tool to cut the legs, then you push this into them to create the faces. Well, we don't really need this, but we could test it out. But I'm now gonna take the little sausage thingy that I made, and I'm gonna press it into the penguin mold. Okay, it's a little big, but it will work. It's taking form. I think the wings are good. Oh, the clay is cracking on the bottom a little bit. I'm gonna dip my fingers into my tea water and see if I can smooth this out. Okay, now, here we go. The moment of truth. Will this remove? Will this pop out? Oh yeah, it popped out. And it's kind of okay, but yeah, the sausage is just a little bit too big. And so you can see in, okay. Yeah, there's some flash, so to speak. All right, let's take this little piece of clay, the piece that we pinched off, and I'm gonna punch it down here into the octopus face. I shouldn't push it in that far. Look at that. What the hell's that supposed to be? I don't know, but there's a crack in it. That's not good. I'm gonna try to fix that up. Why am I fixing that up? I don't know. Why am I making these dumb little things? Because I can. Because I can. All right, I'm gonna take another little piece that got pinched off, roll it up, I'm gonna smooth it out. Yeah, this stuff, this clay, for lack of a better term, is kind of weird in that it's got that surface problem. The first surface skins over, and so it doesn't like to, you know, mush back into itself. That's the advantage of polymer clays over stuff like this. I'm gonna push this down into this face, pop it right off. Oh, that's a good one. Very weird. This face is just, this is the octopus face. And if you've ever seen a Japanese cartoon octopus face, you know what I'm talking about. And it looks weird. Once you punch it into the clay and pull it out, it has this vibe. Because there's no octopus legs, you don't get the octopus feeling. And so you just have this blob of clay that has dots of eyes and then this sort of weird ring mouth. And it reminds me very much of like Hopi Kachinas. Or that kind of look, the indigenous kind of medicine look from the, oh wow, that's a really good one. Set that aside. In that, it's cool. It looks, it's vaguely mystical. It's vaguely, it says magic to me. My whole plan here was to make sausage penguins, clay sausage penguins, but now that I've discovered that this is awesome, I'm just making a bunch of these things, and I'll let them dry, and I'll kind of paint them up all freaky. All right. Tobe, why are you so damn excited to play with your Play-Doh extrusion super factory? I'm a simple person. I really am. I'm a very simple man with extraordinarily complex tastes. I'm going to put one in just the penguin face. You know, the penguin is a whole body. But if you just roll a little ball of clay, you can just push it into the face, pop it back out, and now you got... Yes! The penguin face is just two dots for eyes, a triangle for the beak, and then there's like this little down arrow or like chicken foot pattern on the top of its head to sort of represent tufted feathers. But out of context like this, with no body, this has that look too. This sort of Navajo-y, you know, Dine Kachina kind of look. I'm gonna drop one into the pig face, because the pig face is weird too, because it's got like a pig nose and little ears and two eyes, and this piece of clay is a little bit too big, but I'm gonna shove it in there anyway. It's malleable. Weird. Oh, I love the pig too. All right, this last piece of clay, it's kind of big. I'm gonna drop it onto the octopus face and kind of give it a little body. But we're gonna go like this, boyunk, and then pop it off, chink. Oh, he looks like a ghost. Oh, and there's a crack in the clay, but it's right above the eye. So it looks scary. Okay. I'm making an executive decision. I'm taking the penguin that we made that wasn't very good, and I'm cutting him in half. Chop. Okay, we no longer have a penguin, but we now have two pieces of clay that we can now roll up and drop into the pig form. Pop him out again. Ugh, no good. I'm smashing him. Ew, this clay is starting to dry out already. So what we're going to do is drop him onto one of these faces. You know what's funny is all this stuff will work really good with some other clay stuff that I have. I made some weird clay faces a while ago, and I put them on sticks, and I painted them up, and I stuck little jewels on them, and I added feathers. Real weird, kind of like voodoo kind of looking stuff, but all right, I'm just going to abort this. Boink. Because that clay is drying out enough now that it's not going to work. Right, so let's set this stuff aside. And we'll let it dry. We'll let it cure. And then I shall paint these. And I was just thinking, oh, I'm going to take a picture of this and show them to you. And then I thought, no, I'm not going to do that. Maybe I'll show them to you when they are finished. But right now, we've got 8 little faces, 6 of which are all exactly the same. One of which is the penguin face, which is weird looking without a body. We have, what one was this? I don't know. It's messed up though. We got 1 pig, 1 unknown, 1 penguin, and 5 octopus. Should I put them on sticks? Should I make holes for sticks? Oh, we can drill them later. What the hell? No. Okay. What it all means is that we need to go back downstairs, because that's where I left my tea. And I am now thirsty. But, oh boy, I am so glad that this head cold sinus thing, this thing that I always get... I'm glad it is, pretty much over. Oh, yeah. Look at that. Oh, baby. Give me that Da Hong Pao. Oh, so good. Oh, yummy. Oh. Hell yeah. We'll be right back. boy. There's some good stuff for you. Some dub clash for all de brethren and the omboy around the world. I'm going to fade up some background music here. This is Event Horizon by Lad Alan Doan. And I'm really into this track lately, too. I think I'll have to feature it in a future episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. But for right now, we're just going to have it at kind of a low level. Because I need to talk. And what am I talking about? Nobody knows. I'm just pouring tea. I'm on the Dahong Pao today, and I gotta find something to eat. Oh, yeah. I'm making burritos. I went to the store. I got meat. I got onions, peppers. I got all kinds of crazy stuff. I got cheese. I got sour cream. And best of all, I got the end of the line.
This is the end of the line for me.
For me.
The end of the line, yes.
You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe, and I'm out of here.